I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Two Native Americans were pulled out of a college tour this week when a parent told campus police the young men were, quote, making her nervous. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Colorado State University issued a statement saying, quote, we deeply regret the experience of these students while they were guests on our campus. Arash Jahanian is with the ACLU of Colorado. He hopes the school will now have meaningful conversations about racial profiling. But he says this type of incident is not confined to the few that make the news.
These are certainly issues that we as a country, as a culture, as a region are in fact dealing with on an ongoing and constant basis.
Sameen Dadalahi is with a Wyoming foundation that focuses on community building. She says talking about race makes us uncomfortable.
Especially in our smaller rural communities, people want to look the other way and not admit that that's what's going on.
As communities in the Mountain West become increasingly racially and ethnically diverse, Dadalahi says there's no easy answer to racism or racial profiling. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado Attorney General Cynthia H. Kaufman issued a warning to Colorado consumers today to be on the lookout for scammers calling, emailing, or texting and claiming to be officials from Medicare. These predators are using the distribution of new Medicare cards as an opportunity to trick consumers into giving up their money or personal information. Medicare will begin to issue new Medicare cards to all beneficiaries. The new cards will no longer contain Social Security numbers. Instead, Medicare will assign a unique number to each patient. New cards will be mailed in waves, and cards for Colorado residents are not scheduled to be mailed until after June 2018. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.